college player stacking chips like a brick. I can call it play, make the team so slick. Numbers on the floor, we fly, pushing the line, we don't fall, don't shy. In this world of odds, we reign. Lines moving swift like the weight in the night. Heavy hitters in this game got the insight. Not just with the tip, 605 with the hit. Podcast worldwide, see us never miss.
Good morning and happy Sunday, everybody.
Oh, now it's happy Sunday. It wasn't happy Sunday before we came on, y'all.
I'm gonna do what I can to get through this show, but you know, I'm struggling over here, man.
What's wrong?
See, you get to a certain age where you should be in the house at a certain time. And I stayed out way past that time last night. I'm sorry.
I'm glad I'm the responsible one.
Well, you have to be when you're married.
No, I don't.
Shit.
I can be out here
fucking around and doing dumb shit.
Nope. I wouldn't be alive today. Nope. But I can go do it. But I ain't gonna do that.
You couldn't be my friend doing that.
Absolutely, man. I'm old, man. When you get a certain age and you married and got kids, you ain't hanging around nobody doing no dumb shit, not taking care of their kids and just doing dumb shit. So, well said, Hack. Well said. Oh, before we get started, man, huge shout out to my this biological, like my real cousin, Dr. Reginald Woods, as y'all know. Me and T, we did our first podcast interview. We was on the Raw Approach. Went well. We had a good time with that. I was nervous. I don't know why. I podcast. That's what I do. It was a good time, man. I appreciate it. Hopefully we get some followers on that. And that's about it, man. We was going back and forth before it started. Today, you know, it's a viewer's choice show. Took the best 10 questions. We're going to answer them. And we're going to get y'all up out of here to enjoy this Sunday, man, because look pretty good outside. You finna waste it because you hung over today.
Hey, man, I'm probably going right back to sleep. I ain't even going to lie about it.
But we ain't really got no news before we came on. We was discussing Shiloh Sanders. He got cut just now from the Bucks. The Eagles, they traded for Sam Howell from the Vikings. It ain't too much else going on. Preseason is over. College football started yesterday. It was actually some pretty good games yesterday.
Iowa State was pretty good. I'm going to tell y'all how messed up my morning is going, because when we got to discussing the news going on, I was like, yeah, Vikings signed Carson Wentz. Not Carson Wentz, Chris Winkie. But sure, it's actually did. Carson Wentz.
Yeah, sure did. I'm like, yeah, we're going to get him up out of here, y'all. But yesterday, man, the Kansas State-Iowa State game was good. It was in Ireland. It was a hell of a game to start the college football season off. And it ended with another great game, Hawaii beating Stanford. So we in football gear now, man. Football, well, it started yesterday. But,
so, Smeezy?
Thursday. It is really on. Like, we got a bunch of games on Thursday. I got to figure out my betting strategy because Kansas State cost me yesterday.
Hey, man, look, every game cost me except for the Hawaii game. That was the only thing I got right. Week zero is hard to gauge, especially with this NIL era and transfer portal era where everything's constantly changing. It's hard to get a gauge on how the game's going to come out. I was close, but I still lost money yesterday.
Yeah. Surprisingly, the crazy thing, WNBA been doing me right. But we'll get into that, man. We got 10 questions. Today is a viewer's choice day. We showing y'all our appreciation for tuning in. You know, we always tell y'all, we love you. We ain't nothing without y'all. And that remains true today. So don't forget, like, subscribe, share. If you get to talking about sports, tell somebody about us so they can tune in and listen to us. And we're going to try our best to answer these 10 questions. We don't have no notes. This is all opinionated. This is opinion and sports knowledge.
I got notes for like one question.
Well, okay. Well, 90%, this is 90% sports knowledge and opinion. So, you want to go with the first question?
Start in that order.
Do you think Alabama's head coach is on the hot seat, Kalen DeBoer?
Depends on who you ask.
If you asking an Alabama fan, I would probably say maybe.
I mean, honestly, he started out slow last year. I mean, it's hard to follow Nick Saban. It's hard to follow any legend, especially at a program like Alabama.
Yeah, that's true. That loss against Vanderbilt really made it. That was ugly. That was an ugly loss.
Losing against Vanderbilt can get you fired in itself.
Yeah, that was a bad loss, man.
But this ain't the same Vanderbilt that we knew from years ago either.
Mm-mm. No, I like that. Is his last name Pavia?
Yeah, Diego Pavia.
Yeah, I like him. He got a little, as they say, moxie to him. So I like him. I don't think he's on the hot seat, but I do think he at least has to. He's ranked number 8 right now in the country, if I ain't mistaken. I at least think they got to make it to the playoffs this year.
I agree with that. If they don't make it to the playoffs, then his seat will get a little toasty. But I still don't think they get rid of him this year, as long as he has a winning record and shows improvement over last year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And not lose to Vanderbilt.
Nah, you damn sure bet not. Oh, I got a bonus question for you, man. I forgot about it. I meant to put it in here on my own. This is my question. It was brought to me yesterday. What do you think about the SEC and the scheduling, the adding the extra game? And I think it's mandatory that they got to play certain teams every season now. Did you see that?
I did see it. I didn't get to read into it, but I think it will be good for the strength of schedule, I believe.
I think that's why they're doing it. So they sent it. Shout out to Big Cuz. He sent it to me, man. They have permanent opponents. We were just talking about Alabama. So they play Auburn, LSU, and Tennessee, yeah, I think, every season.
You got to protect the rivalries.
Absolutely. Tennessee, you got Alabama, Florida, Vanderbilt every year.
It should.
I ain't going to give you everybody. Vanderbilt, because we local, I say Vanderbilt. They got Auburn, Missouri, Tennessee every year, which they should have Tennessee every year. Yeah. I was kind of hoping that they had Georgia instead of Missouri, but that's okay. And if you're Texas, you got Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas A&M. Those are all old Big 12 teams, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess it makes sense. I like it. But anyway, we can move on after that. So, the number two question, does HBCUs have NIL deals? I think this is the one we had to do the research on.
Short answer, yes.
Yeah. Long answer.
Long answer is most HBCUs do not have the resources that most of the bigger colleges have, because they're putting together staffs to help find these NILs, manage these NILs. And in the HBCU, you don't have the staff to do that. But some of the individuals are getting them on their own. Like when the NIL era first started, you had people like Hershey Miller, which is Master P's son, when he started out at TSU. He had a $2 million 4-year endorsement from Web Apps America. Shedeur Sanders. He was one of the first ones to get an NIL in the at the HBCU. At
Jackson State, yep.
At Jackson State.
So then, I looked up some info, and what I got was HBCU funding mostly comes from federal sources and institutional efforts, while NIL comes from primarily private sources like business and alumni collectives. So a lot of these HBCUs, they don't have the money to do the things that an Alabama or Georgia or shit, any team out of Texas would do. So it's a little different from them. They got to maybe find some corners or find some people that's willing to, you know, put that money in and not expect a lot back out. But they do have NIL deals, like we just said. They do. It just may not be nothing that you think is huge. Like, I think C.J. Stroud and a lot of big-time college students, they got car deals, like local car dealerships. Like, I think C.J. Stroud had a Lamborghini while he was at Ohio State, if I remember him saying that on the podcast, right? But, yeah, you're not going to see that as of right now at a HBCU.
Yeah, cars right now are probably the biggest thing other than money that these kids are getting. Mm-hmm. So if you got a good car dealership behind you that's going to give you an NIL deal, that you have a good chance of landing some of this good talent.
Yeah. Maybe a shoe deal too. Maybe. Yeah. If they can find you. But yeah, they definitely have they have NIL deals. Okay, so we moving on. What's the best way to build out your team, your fantasy football team, in the late rounds?
You want to start this out? You want me to start out?
I got my board behind me. I know y'all can't see it. So yesterday we had a live draft for my sleeper league. I'm biased. Sleeper is the best. Sleeper and Yahoo by far are the two best fantasy football apps. Anyway, so you build out your team. This league has 16 teams. Your starters, we have an extra flex, so we got 10 people. After you get those 10 people, your next six, you need a kicker, you need a defense. You get those in the late rounds, and after you get your team built the way that you want to build them, then you take chances, maybe on like some rookies if it's some available, or maybe some vets that you think can have a rejuvenated season. And you just, or if you got somebody in your lineup that may be suspended, you may want to get their backup. Like I answer that in the next question, but that's how you build your team out in the late rounds. If you feel like you're weak in one area, if you went running back heavy in the first few rounds, those last few rounds, you may want to take a chance on some rookie running backs or some vet running backs or maybe somebody with some high touchdown probabilities and just try to build your team out. Get the best team that you can.
I personally don't draft a kicker or a defense until I see the first one come off the board.
Yeah,
facts. I will start to fill up my depth and backups before I even get to my kicker and my defense. You want somebody that's going to play as a backup. So if you're starting to draft your backups and you see a starter on the board, you ask yourself, if it's a running back, are they going to be ahead a lot and they're going to run the ball? Then it might be worth a chance. If it's a receiver, are they going to be behind and throwing the ball a lot? You want that to factor into your decision because you want them to be able to get you a few points in case you have to start them. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people, if you have an injury-prone running back, like he said, you draft their backup.
Yep.
They call that the crutch. Somebody
else gonna try to, yep. If not, I promise you, somebody else going to get it. But, yeah, you're absolutely right, man. That's in a lot of leagues, you know, you can put your different rules. You can govern it however you want to. They make it primary to where you draft your kicker and your defense with the last two picks. Those first few ever rounds or whatever, you building out your team as much as you can. I know y'all can't see it, but on Sleeper app, I think we did a pretty good job yesterday. If we ain't do nothing else, we ate good. But everybody got a good team, man. So I know somebody asked, my first pick was Jahmyr Gibbs. I had number 5. Of course, Ja'Marr Chase went first. And Ashton Jeanty went first in the second round.
Damn, Smeezy.
No, it wasn't Smeezy.
I figured it would have been him the way he'd been on Ashton.
No, it wasn't Smeezy. Smeezy got Bijan. He had the number 2 pick.
Okay, so he listened to the show.
Yeah. But I think he knew anyway. I think he in 10 or 11 fantasy leagues, one of them. So, number 4. How do you manage the waiver wire during the season? It's a good question. Let me see. Yesterday, somebody picked Rasheed Rice. Rasheed Rice is supposedly going to play the first 4 games of the season. And then he may get suspended. I think that's right. It's a possibility he's going to get suspended. So you got to find some way, which you may not, because Rasheed Rice is pretty much a starter. You got to find some way to combat that in the waiver wire. So I would say be a week early. Don't wait until after the 4th game and try to find his replacement. I would say go ahead and try to find his replacement 2 weeks early, because you know somebody in the waiver wire. We snipe each other. I'm telling you that now. If you got Christian McCaffrey and he get hurt, everybody, not just you, gonna try to get him off that waiver wire. So be counterproductive and try to beat everybody to the punch when it comes to the waiver wire. If you got somebody who's struggling and you really don't need them, don't hesitate. If you can trade them, trade them. If not, you drop them and go on. But I will give you the other side of the sword. So do not drop somebody too soon just because somebody had one good game on the waiver wire. Mm-hmm. You will burn yourself. A lot of people last year dropped Mark Andrews because he had a slow start. And I picked him up in every league I could get him in. He starts scoring them touchdowns, and I pretty much made the playoffs in every one of them leagues. So.
Yeah, and it's going to be tempting early in the season to pick up people that you never would have even thought of picking up because they started out the season better than people thought. So you got to be careful with that, as you will get burned.
That is a fact. Okay, number 5. Does trade buzz have any bearings on how you draft?
Absolutely.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I tell you why. Yesterday, I told y'all I was the 5th pick. I picked Brian Robinson Jr. in the 10th round yesterday. Why? Because he got traded to San Francisco. If Christian McCaffrey does not stay healthy, he probably going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Trade buzz. That's why I got it.
That move right there could actually win you the league.
Yeah. Now, if McCaffrey goes on and he stays healthy, which I hope he does. I ain't wishing no ill on McCaffrey. But if he does, I can drop him and I can go get somebody else who may be up and coming or somebody off the waiver wire that I actually need.
I hope Terry McLaurin signed before next week, because I love to draft him. But at the same time, until something's figured out, I don't know if I'm going to pick him up.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good-ass question. I mean, that's a good-ass statement by you. So, I've also noticed that because Terry McLaurin has not got drafted, that a lot of people are picking Deebo Samuel higher than they normally would. He's starting to get a lot of buzz. If you're on the Sleeper app, they actually have this segment on the Sleeper app that tells you who's trending up and who's trending down. And Deebo and the Bill Kroski guy from Washington, the running back, where Brian Robinson just left, they're actually 2 of the hottest people that's trending right now. So that was a good point, man. Okay, number 6. This is a good question. This is probably the best question on here, because we're going to debate. What are the best wings to order or eat while watching the games? We are not going to agree on this.
Absolutely not boneless.
No. Is it an actual place?
A place?
I think they asked him what place.
I mean, a few weeks ago, my answer would have been different, but I know where I'm ordering my wings at.
Well,
Chex Grill and Wings.
Who?
Chex Grill and Wings on Murfreesboro Road.
I ain't never. Oh, you said Chex.
Yeah.
Did you taste the strawberry hot yet?
The strawberry hot is good. They got an apple hot that's good. They got a spicy garlic parmesan that's good. I'm going through every flavor they got this season.
I may have to check them out.
Yeah.
I smoked some yesterday. Everybody liked them. I'm not going to be biased and say my own. It used to be Hooters, but Hooters is trash, man.
Straight trash.
One of my favorite wings is Outback. I love Outback wings. I can't get enough of them. Ask me. But I have heard good things about Chex. Edley's Barbecue. I ordered their wings the other day. They're really good.
They got some good ones. I'll tell you a place, if you're in the Antioch area, that some people don't even think about, TNT Billiards. They got some pretty good wings.
Okay. See, I ain't know nothing about that.
Oh, man, I put you onto some food spots now.
Yeah, I know it. You put me onto that Jack Brown's that was junk.
Hey, man, see, there you go. You got weird taste buds, buddy.
I'm not a hamburger. It wasn't bad. I'm just not a big hamburger guy. That's all. That's the first time I've ever went to a restaurant in my life. Sit down restaurant, order a hamburger. Like, it was good. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just not one of those burger joint guys, if that makes any sense. Give me a chicken sandwich over a hamburger. I guess that's why I'm at. All right, number 7. What NFL coach do you think might get fired first?
I mean, I can give you a few names that's on the list, but I guess you just want who I think is going to be the first?
Yeah.
Man, oof.
I got mine.
Let me hear yours. Let's see if he's on this list I got.
Shane Steichen in Indy.
Oh. He's on that list.
Yeah, I don't see it. He looks like he ready to go. When I interviewing him, he don't have no enthusiasm. It's like, look, bro, I know I'm going to suck this season. Just ask me what you're going to ask me. Let me go on about my business. That's what I get from him.
So, Shane Steichen, he used to be a coordinator for your Eagles. And when he left, there was another coordinator that also left and took a head coaching job. Jonathan Gannon. There's a good opportunity that he can be gone.
Absolutely. Yep. Both of them. Yep, you are absolutely right.
But
they have underachieved.
I won't go deep in detail, but other coaches you should watch out for: Mike McDaniel, Zach Taylor, Sean McDermott, Dave Canales, Brian Schottenheimer, and Mike Tomlin. If any of them have a bad season, that could be it.
Schottenheimer for that at Dallas?
Yeah. He's a scapegoat right now, bro.
But he's a yes man. You know Jerry like yes man.
Yeah, Jerry likes yes man, but if there's a head coach out there that he feels is going to be a better fit for his team, Schottenheimer's the scapegoat right now.
Who the hell? What respectable coach would leave? Any of them coaches you just named, I don't even think they'd go to Dallas. That was
they wouldn't.
I really like the one you said about, you said Dave Canales, you said Sean McDermott. Zach Taylor, that was my other one if I was going to say one. That was a real good one. I agree with that 100%.
I think that offense being together from the start is going to save him, though.
I hope so. Shit. Especially T. Higgins, because I damn sure picked him on my fantasy team. All right, man. Hey, we doing good. We ain't even 30 minutes in. We on number 8. Okay, so after the ruling, do you feel the NCAA college football got the Michigan punishment correct. Do you think it should have been more? Do you think it should have been less? So let me
I think it was decent. It was decent.
I'm gonna say this. Urban Myers came out, said some things about, you know, Jim Tressel went to the NFL, the coach suspended him. And he was saying the NFL should do something to Jim Harbaugh. If you know Paul Feinbaum, I think he wants Michigan to pretty much have a death penalty. That's just where he at. I don't think you can definitively say that them doing what they did won them that championship. Because at the end of the day, I think Michigan had a great team that year. I think even without that, they would have had a shot to win the championship. If you can't definitively say that that won them a championship, it is what it is. We leave it how it is, and we move on.
I mean, there's others out there that just ain't got caught.
I was just finna say, it's so many other teams that's done it, still doing it, and just haven't got caught. But when you say that, you got to understand, it's a bunch of people out here that commit robberies every day. But if you don't want to get caught, you the one that's got to deal with that punishment.
You're right.
You can't get caught robbing somebody and they interrogate you and you say, well, everybody else doing it. We ain't caught them yet. We got you right now. So you got to deal with this punishment, whatever it is that they give you. And remember, all punishment's not the same. It depends on what you get caught doing and how you done it. So, we'll leave it at that. I feel like, you know, they got caught. So, that's that. Number 9. T, I'm trying to get you out of here in 30 minutes.
Hey, man. It ain't going to hurt my feelings. I should have been responsible.
Nah, you good, man. You got it. Should Dallas trade Micah Parsons? I'm with you. I'm going to throw something else in there that I didn't feel until about 2 days ago. I think they should trade Dak too.
Micah would have some suitors. Dak's contract? I don't know. Well, he got what, 1 or 2 years left on his contract?
Maybe two, but can they restructure? If he was to get traded and he agreed to a restructure. Hell, he agreed to a restructure every other damn year anyway.
Well, the dead money is going to hurt Dallas.
Yeah. Okay, I got you on that. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Lord have mercy. He sound like he play Call of Duty.
No. I got you on the dead money, but I just feel like Dallas in a spot the way you're not going to get no better. You're just going to be an okay football team. You got $60 million a season tied up in your franchise quarterback who can't lead you to a Super Bowl. Your defense has declined since Dan Quinn left. You done lost a lot of players. You probably remember this. When Jimmy Johnson got the Dallas Cowboy job. He had one great player. He had Herschel Walker. And at that time, he was one of the best running backs in the league. He traded Herschel Walker, and he got a haul of draft picks back and a haul of free agents, which he didn't want none of them. He wanted the draft picks. He traded everything, got all those draft picks, and I believe he drafted with those draft picks at least 3 Hall of Famers. They won 3 Super Bowls, but they sucked. Uh-oh. I believe that happened Troy Aikman rookie year. They went 1-15. Don't worry, I'm gonna get to it.
That's because I ain't know, Trey. I'm sorry.
I got it. I got it right here behind me. if you trade Micah, obviously Micah don't want to be there. I don't know if you've seen the sideline thing that he did at the last preseason game where he was laying on the table. Coach Schottenheimer came out and said he was gonna address it privately with Micah and see what was going on. He was laying on the table. He was the only player on the Cowboys roster that didn't have his jersey on. He don't want to be there. He just don't want to be there.
I think at this point, Jerry Jones is probably telling some lies, and he's getting sick of the lies.
He got on Stephen A. Smith's show the other day. They did an interview. His story was so different from the one he told a few days earlier. You know he lied. And that's just that. And he just don't want to be there. But, you know, Jerry has this, I call it slave master attitude, for where he's like, you mine for 3 years. You ain't going nowhere. I got you for three more years, so you're going to be here. He has that mentality. And he's willing to take whatever loss come with that just to try to prove this point. But I actually think it may get to the point to where he may not have no choice but to trade Mike. And on the form of Dak, you really to keep paying somebody $60 million a year and you just going to win 10, 11 games, but you know you're not going to go nowhere. You're not better than Philadelphia right now. You're not better than Washington, so you're not winning the division. And it's about four, five other teams, if not six. This Tampa Bay is better than Dallas right now. I think Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay, depending on how Chicago look. If Chicago offense can match their defense, they better than Dallas.
I mean, they've been looking pretty good on in preseason.
Yeah, if Matthew Stafford can stay healthy with that defense and those receivers and Kyron Williams, that's eight teams that's better than Dallas right now. That don't even put you in the top half. That puts you in the lower half. So, trade Michael, man.
I hope it doesn't end up being another Le'Veon Bell situation where he decides to go ahead and sit the whole season out just to prove his point, and then when he comes back, he's not the same.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that. But it looked like this dude ain't got no interest on playing or being in Dallas. And, Jerry's definitely going – if he's still there, Jerry's definitely going to franchise him. No doubt about it. Just to prove his point. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Jerry ain't thinking about winning no goddamn – he ain't won a Super Bowl in 30 years and done damn near quadrupled how much that team is worth. Yeah, he ain't thinking about winning no Super Bowl, man. So, last question, man. We are 33 minutes, and we have answered all 10 of these questions. What do you think about the WNBA players turning down the proposal from the owners?
I don't know the exact reason that they are turning it down. Maybe it's some language or something. But if you get more money, you might want to go ahead and take that. I mean, you're asking for more money. I know you're probably asking for too much money, but if you're getting more money, go ahead and take it.
I didn't think we was going to agree on this. I'm with you.
League's losing money already.
Yep. That's the part that I don't think they get. Yes, if you think about it, it's mind-blowing, but more people are watching the WNBA. More people are going to the games. Their jerseys are selling. Their sneakers are selling. I know I've seen a men with Sabrina shoe on and Asia Wilson shoe on.
Hey, man, I'd buy Sabrina shoe.
Yeah, all of them dope. So I feel like they want more from the league, not as far as money, but as far as like the little ownership part of it, the TV deals and things like that. But I think they should have took this deal because it would have got you to the point to where your contract would have been $1 million. Nobody in the WNBA is making $1 million right now on the court in no contract. I was kind of okay with that. The one that rubbed me wrong was when they got on TV, it was Satu Sabali and Alisa Thomas, and they complained about playing back-to-back games, and they said don't nobody care about it. And I watched the WNBA. You got to play back-to-back games. Like, come on now. It ain't – NBA play back-to-back games.
Yep.
And you know, I
how many games a season they play?
If I ain't mistaken, I think it's 40.
Okay. Now only playing 40, I can understand not playing back to back. You could draw the season out a little longer. But at the same time, if you want the viewership, you got to play in whatever slots you got open for the simple fact other sports is going to overshadow you.
They play 44 regular season games from May, which begins on May 16th, and they usually end in about, what, maybe October sometime in there?
Yeah. You got football season and NBA about to fire up around that time. You got the World Series coming up. So, I mean, you're going to struggle to get the viewers.
Yeah, it's like, I tell you this, when I started watching basketball, NBA players had games 3 nights in a row. Sometimes they had 5 games in 6 days. I remember watching Magic and MJ and those, and when I was earlier watching basketball, like they just started to where they only get back to backs. And still sometimes now you see they got 4 games in 5 nights. So if you want to get paid more, you know, they're gonna expect a little bit more out of you. I don't mind the back to backs. Back to backs, okay, that's fine. But the other stuff, if you want to come back to the table and negotiate the TV deals and all the band rights and understand that, okay. But like you said, it's just crazy. They still losing money.
Man, there's some girls that's overseas playing basketball that hurry up and come back over here for the money they're making.
Yep, and that's also true because they got the Unrivaled League where I think they make more money doing that.
Yep.
Some of them go overseas, so – I mean, I don't know how to navigate it, but I do hope they figure it out because I feel like they headed towards a lockout.
Well, I hope they're at least countering with solutions rather than more complaints.
Yeah, absolutely. So, 37 minutes, T.
So, Wednesday night. Wednesday night. Wednesday night. This coming Wednesday night, college football?
Start on Thursday.
Okay. We're going to have us the first official college football show where we're going to give you our picks, our analysts, what to look for in the games coming up.
Now, we ain't going to hit every game. Want y'all to know this for y'all asking me to hit every game. We ain't hitting every game.
Do not parlay it.
They go parlay it anyway.
Yep.
So we gonna struggle. I'm gonna struggle with y'all. There's no football on today. There ain't none on tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to struggle for these 4 days together. No preseason, no college, no nothing. So I'm going to find me some Family Feud. I'm going to play my video game. We're going to struggle.
So is Tuesday the NFL cut deadline?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so. Before we get out of here, what's one thing interesting you want to see about the NFL cuts?
I want to see where Shiloh Sanders go because I think he's going to get picked up by somebody. I'm interested to see which quarterbacks get cut because Jameis Winston, he is obviously probably going to be the odd man out the way Jackson Dart played. They're not going to cut Russell Wilson. And then Tommy DeVito, the way he played in the preseason, gives him an opportunity to be the third quarterback. So, and Jameis didn't play bad.
No, he didn't. Mine is going to be Cleveland. Y'all seen the game yesterday. I ain't going into that. What if, because he's been making videos, he's running, he's throwing, what if Deshaun Watson comes back October, November, and he's healthy? What do you do? Somebody got to go. Who go?
I mean, you got options. Right now, Joe Flacco is your starter because that's what you named him. If you're losing and he's not playing well, he might be a scapegoat that they cut. If they are winning and they decide to start Deshaun Watson, Kenny Pickett is probably the one out.
I tell you what, if they winning and they take Joe Flacco out and put Deshaun Watson in there, and I know 230 guaranteed, that fan base may flip that stadium over. Especially if he come in rightfully and they start losing.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. That's nah, because Dylan Gabriel ain't going nowhere. They're gonna do it. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I doubt Dylan or Shadur could go to the practice squad and not get picked up.
Yeah. I hope they get rid of Shadur so he can go to New Orleans. That's my hope.
I think Jameis is probably going to New Orleans.
I hope he do. Because then, and I hope he goes soon. Shit, I hope he go before, I ain't got no watch on, looking like I'm trying to see what time it is. I hope he go before about 3 o'clock, because I got 2 fantasy drafts today. But, man, we going to get y'all out of here, man. If y'all ever get into fantasy football, man, it is nothing like a live draft. You there with your bros. Y'all talking shit. I don't know if y'all can see this, man, but it's some stickers on here. If you see this sticker right here, it says most embarrassing draft. That's because Big Cuz, the guy named Trey, drafted the guy that he hates, Baker Mayfield, to anchor his team to win the fantasy football championship.
I mean, he needed a quarterback, I guess.
He did. He absolutely did. But, man, it ain't nothing like it, man, getting together with your friends, doing a live draft. Even if it's online and y'all just meet up, everybody got their laptops and tablets and cell phones, and y'all just sitting there, y'all eating, and y'all just doing a live draft and talking about football. You're giving your opinion. You got football on the TV screen. Shit is dope. You know, as men, we got a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. This is our time of year. This is our time of year, man, so we can go fishing. The weather about to cool off. You got fishing. You got football. The baseball playoffs about to start. In 2 or 3 months, basketball will be back. You got college football. It's our time, man. And although I said all that, my co-host want to go ride an ATV with a bad back,
hey, and paralyzed. Look, man. I was just engagement farming on that post, man. I am not going to race nothing no more. My body hurts just thinking about it. Hey, but you say it's our time. With that being said, I hope none of my friends are getting married this fall because I will not be attending the wedding. Saturdays in the fall are made for football.
Hey, that's true.
You should have got married during the summer and sent me an invite.
I'm with you. And get you a woman that likes football too. That make your life a whole lot better. Man, that was a good show, man. 45 minute show. We answered all 10 questions. Hey, my uncle in here, man. What's up, Unc? But, man, we about to get out of here. T, go get yourself together, man.
Hey, man, I'm probably going to take a nap. I ain't put no bets in or nothing. I ain't looked at nothing today. So, if you look for bets for me today, not happening.
You can take a day off. I got 2 fantasy drafts today, and they both online. I got 1 at 3 and 1 at 6. So, I'm finna go ahead and get ready for that. We'll catch y'all Wednesday, man. I got to.
Keep an eye for the post to go up tomorrow for Wednesday show. If there's a particular matchup that you want us to cover, please let us know once you see that post, and we'll try to analyze that for you and get you some good insight.
Yeah. No need to put up Texas, Ohio State. Who Tennessee playing?
I forgot, but I'm gonna be watching the dual cast because they play at the same time as Ohio State, Texas.
Yeah, ain't no need to put the Texas Ohio State game up. You know we're gonna go over that.
Yeah.
We'll probably go over to Clemson LSU. I'm sure we're going to go over Clemson LSU. I ain't no doubt.
We definitely going to go over the big top 25 matchups. So,
yeah, big ones. Yeah. Any other games, we'll get to those too. But y'all go enjoy this day, man, because it looked like a beautiful day outside.
Y'all go get some sun. I'm going to get some shut eye.
Yeah, we'll see y'all on Wednesday, man.
Appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all Wednesday.
Latches best, cinnamon cut, got the game all locked. Flipping times, calling shots, every move, non-stop. This my block, parley, player, play, I'm hot like dice. In the trap.